ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं धीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। कृष्ण सुधामुपगते धर्म ज्ञानादिभिः सह कलो नष्ट दृशामेश पुराण अर्क अधुना उदितः। श्रीमद् भागवत पुराण की जय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम सेवेंथ कैंटो चैप्टर 12 द परफेक्ट सोसाइटी फोर स्पिरिचुअल क्लासेस टू द टेक्स्ट 9 ननु अग्नि प्रमदा नाम घृतकुंभ समः पुमान सुताम अपि रहो जयहात अन्यदा यावत् अर्थकृत नानु अग्नि प्रमदा नाम घृतकुंभ समः पुमान सुतामपि रहो जयहात अन्यदा यावत् अर्थकृत नानु अग्नि प्रमदा नाम घृतकुंभ समः पुमान सुताम अपि रहो जयहात अन्यदा यावत् अर्थकृत नानु अग्नि प्रमदा नाम घृतकुंभ समः पुमान सुताम अपि रहो जयहात अन्यदा यावत् अर्थकृत। वर्ड मीनिंग ननु सर्टेनली अग्नि द फायर प्रमदा द वुमेन वन हु बिल्डर्स द माइंड ऑफ ए मैन नाम द वेरी नेम घृतकुंभ ए पॉट ऑफ बटर समह लाइक पुमान ए मैन सुताम अपि इवन वन्स डॉटर रह इन ए सिक्लूडेड प्लेस जयहात वन मस्ट नॉट एसोसिएट विथ अन्यदा विथ अदर वोमेन ऑल्सो यावत as much as arthakrit required. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation: Woman is compared to fire and man is compared to a butter pot. Therefore, a man should avoid associating even with his own daughter in a secluded place. Similarly, he should also avoid association with other women. One should associate with women only for important business and not otherwise. Please repeat. Woman is compared to fire and man is compared to a butter pot. Therefore, a man should avoid associating even with his own daughter in a secluded place. Similarly, he should also avoid association with other women. One should associate with women only for important business and not otherwise. Purport: If a butter pot and fire are kept together, the butter within the pot will certainly melt. Woman is compared to fire and man is compared to a butter pot. However advanced one may be in restraining the senses, it is almost impossible for a man to keep himself controlled in the presence of a woman, even if she is his own daughter, mother or sister. Indeed, his mind is agitated even if one is in the renounced order of life. Therefore, Vedic civilization carefully restricts mingling between man and woman. If one cannot understand the basic principles of restraining association between the man and woman, he is to be considered an animal. That is the purport of this verse. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shailakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurubhe Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Sopadantikam. Vande Aham Sri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnambhamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Visakhanitanscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesaha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Nama Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratise Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesaha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha कृपासिन्धुभेवच पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ननु अग्नि प्रमदा नाम घृतकुंभ समः पुमान सुताम अपि रहो जयात अन्यदा यावद अर्थकृत। वुमेन इज कंपेयर्ड टू फायर एंड मैन इज कंपेयर्ड टू ए बटर पट। देयरफॉर ए मैन शुड अवॉइड एसोसिएटिंग इवन विथ हिज ओन डॉटर इन ए सिक्लूडेड प्लेस। सिमिलरली ही शुड ऑल्सो अवॉइड एसोसिएशन विथ अदर वुमेन। वन शुड एसोसिएट विथ वुमेन ओनली फॉर इम्पोर्टेंट बिजनेस एंड नॉट अदरवाइज। हरे कृष्णा। सो दीज इंस्ट्रक्शंस गिवन इन दिस चैप्टर फॉर ए परफेक्ट सोसाइटी फॉर स्पिरिचुअल क्लासेस। जनरली वी थिंक दिस इंस्ट्रक्शंस आर गिवन फॉर ओनली ब्रह्मचारीज एंड वानप्रस्थस एंड इंस्ट्रक्शन फॉर गृहस्थस इज गिवन इन 14th चैप्टर एंड लेटर। बट 11th वर्स इन दिस चैप्टर इज टेलिंग एतत् सर्वं गृहस्थस्य समानम् यतिरपि। ऑल द रूल्स एंड रेगुलेशंस अप्लाई इक्वली टू द हाउस होल्डर्स एंड द सन्यासी द मेंबर ऑफ द रिनाउंस्ड ऑर्डर ऑफ लाइफ। दिस इंस्ट्रक्शंस आर नॉट ओनली फॉर ब्रह्मचारीज एंड वानप्रस्थस बट इज टेलिंग दैट दिस इंस्ट्रक्शन इज ऑल्सो फॉर गृहस्थस फॉर ऑल द फोर क्लासेस इन ए परफेक्ट सोसाइटी। बिकॉज वर्णाश्रम धर्म दी अनदर प्रभुपाद यूज टू से दैट दी अनदर नेम ऑफ सनातन धर्म इज वर्णाश्रम धर्म इन ए परफेक्ट सोसाइटी। सो इन अ वेरी स्ट्रांग वर्ड दिस वर्स इज प्रोहिबिटिंग द एसोसिएशन ऑफ मैन एंड वुमेन इन ए सिक्लूडेड प्लेस क्लोजली। बिकॉज मेनी वर्सेस अबाउट दिस इवन इन श्रीमद भागवतम इन अदर प्लेसेस इन 9, 19 एंड 17 वर्स दैट इज प्रभुपाद इज टेलिंग दैट इज एक्चुअली प्रभुपाद इज टेलिंग दिस दैट इन पार्पट दैट इट इज ऑलमोस्ट इम्पॉसिबल फॉर ए मैन टू कीप हिमसेल्फ कंट्रोल्ड इन ए प्रेजेंस ऑफ ए वुमेन इवन सी इज ओन डॉटर मदर और सिस्टर। दिस वर्स इज एक्चुअली इन भागवतम इन 9th कंटो 19th चैप्टर 17 वर्स मातृ सोस्रा दुहित्रुवा न विविक्तासन भवेत बलवान इंद्रिय ग्रामं विद्वांस पिकर्षति। विद्वांस मीन्स जस्ट मोस्ट नॉलेजेबल पर्सनल्स एंड दोज ए परफेक्ट नॉलेज दे नो थियोरेटिकली ऑल द शास्त्रस मीन्स सच पर्सन्स कैन बी बिल्डेड व्हेन दे विल बी इन ए सिक्लूडेड प्लेस विथ ए वुमेन मे बी हिज ओन डॉटर सिस्टर और मदर। सो दिस इज भार्स श्रीमद भागवतम इवन भगवद्गीता इज टेलिंग इन 3rd chapter 39 वर्स दैट इज फेमस वर्स आवृत ज्ञानमेतेन ज्ञानिना नित्यवैरिणा काम रूपेण कौन्तेय दुष्कुरेण नलेन च। ज्ञानिना नित्यवैरिणा इज नॉट जस्ट फॉर कंडीशन सोल्स आर दोज आर वेरी न्योफाइट फॉर देम इट इज अ प्रॉब्लम लस्टी डिजायर्स नो इट इज प्रॉब्लम फॉर द ज्ञानीज मीन फॉर द पीपल्स हु नोज थियोरेटिकली ऑल द नॉलेज फॉर देम। व्हेन व्यासदेव वॉज टीचिंग भगवद्गीता टू हिज डिसाइपल्स देयर इज वन डिसाइपल हिज नेम वॉज जैमिनी। जैमिनी यू नो हिज कर्मकांड हिज प्रीचर ऑफ कर्मकांड 6 branches of knowledge. One branch is Karmakanda is preached by, he is the author for Karmakanda, Jaimini. He told, no, I don't believe this verse. How can it, Ganinang Nitya, how can it build that to the knowledgeable person?
Those have no perfect knowledge about Shastra, all these things. They may be bewildered. I don't believe in this line. Vyasadeva told, this is spoken by Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. You must believe. But you don't know, I don't believe. How can a knowledgeable person be bewildered? Vyasadeva told, okay, I will teach you the lesson. So Jaimini was staying in forest. He is a brahmachari ashram in forest. Jaimini and some other brahmacharis, they are staying there. So Vyasadeva, with his mystic power, by his yoga shakti, he created cloud in the sky. There is black clouds, suddenly just clouds come in the sky. The wind started blowing, a cold wind, and the raining started also there. Some raining started. So Jaimini was inside his ashram. Vyasadeva changed his own feature as a Vyasadeva himself changed as a woman, young woman. Then Vyasadeva went and knocked the door of the ashram, Brahmachari ashram. Please, who is inside? Please help me. Somehow or other I just lost my path in this forest. So this is heavy raining, and there is a cold wind, and please help me, give me shelter, otherwise I may be die in this situation. But from inside, Jaimini was telling, this is Brahmachari ashram. It is woman bhayas. You have no place in this ashram. Look, go after, you can find some other places, not here. But Jaimini started, what type of Vaishnava you are? You are Brahmachari Vaishnavas, what type of Vaishnava you are? Vaishnava is always paradukhe, dukhi. You cannot save a living entity, just I am going, if you not give him shelter, I may be die. Please! He started shouting like that and crying. Then Jaimini told, okay, today somehow or other our chowkidar and gatekeeper is not here. So his room is there, just with gate. It is just close to gate. So you may stay in that room. And when the raining finished, then you can immediately leave this place. He told, okay, but your room is, and your door is locked. So Jaimini came personally and he opened the lock. And told her, okay, you come inside and stay in this house, but don't proceed towards Brahmachari ashram. Don't talk to any Brahmachari, don't disturb anyone. She told, okay. But Jaimini just, when was opening the, he come to open the door, just one glance, he just once saw the beauty of this girl, that is Vyasadeva was himself turned as a beautiful girl. Saw the beauty, and it was because of raining, the cloth was wet. And the inner part of her body, the woman's body, just saw once. Then he come back to his room and try to sleep again. But that picture of a woman was always come to his mind. He was closing his eyes, but the picture of the woman is coming in front. He could not sleep. He just agitated again and again. He get agitated. He was so agitated, even he woke up and come to the place, the chowkidar's room place. Then he started knocking the door. Please open the door. Vyasadeva was a woman inside. He told in woman tone, I cannot open the door. This the ashram, who is the superintendent of this ashram, this Jaimini Muni told not to open this door to anyone. I cannot open. He told, I am the same Jaimini Muni. I am telling, please open. But telling, no, it is not possible. You told even I myself. Ask you to close and open the door, you will not open. I cannot open door to anyone. Just I am waiting, this raining will stop, then I will just go out. I go in my way. So agitation, his sex impulse, his lusty desires grow to such extent, he could not control himself. He just climbed to this small room. And it was because this roof was with a grass, it is a thatched roof. So just make a hole, just come down, jump down. Then he was thinking, Vyasadeva is beautiful, woman is sitting, so I am going to, because Vyasadeva was closing his face with clothes and just sitting like this. So he went to embrace the beautiful woman. Vyasadeva just took his clothes from his face. The bears, "Oh, Gurudev, you are here. Oh, Vyasadeva, you my Gurudev, you are here. Now you understand this verse, Bhagavad Gita. Jnanina Nitya Bhairina. This lusty desire is even enemy of a knowledgeable person who has perfect knowledge of Shastra. Only a liberated soul, because of four defects with all conditioned souls, to commit mistake, cheating propensity, to get bewildered by external energy of the Lord. And what is the another? Imperfect senses. So that's why it's very difficult for a conditioned soul to control himself when in the presence of a woman. So there are many instances, even someone told in previous classes about Brahma. Brahma also, when he created his own as a woman form, his own daughter Bagh Devi. Brahma was running after Bagh Devi for enjoying her. Jai Sri Sri Gaur Nitaya ki jai, Krishna Bala Ram ki jai, Radha Shyama Sundar Lalita Visakhadevi ki jai. Then there is also Narada Muni. One time Narada Muni came to Vaikuntha. He told, he told to Supreme Lord, "Oh Lord, who is your best devotee? I saw seeing your Mohini Murti." Lord Shiva also bewildered, running after Mohini. Though this Lord, due to his internal potency, he created this form, but still Shiva was bewildered with Mohini and running after her. And even Brahma was running after his own daughter. "But I am not bewildered with your illusory energy. So definitely I am the best devotee. Among all your devotees, I am the best." Lord Vishnu smiled, did not tell anything. Okay. Because Narada told the same thing to Brahma and Shiva before, but they told, "Okay, that's okay, Narada, but don't speak these things to Narayan." I told, "What is wrong? I am telling the truth." Lord smiled. Told, okay, Narada, fine, you are my best devotee." But when they are speaking this, Narada was coming from Vaikuntha again to this earthly planet for his preaching tour. Suddenly he saw a new planet on the sky. "Oh, this is a new planet, I never saw this planet." So just he entered the planet, the king of the planet was immediately come and welcomed Narada Muni. And he was old, well-treated, he worshipped Narada Muni, just wash his feet and do arati, all these things. Then Narada Muni, as well, asked the king, "Everything is going on nicely in your kingdom?" He told, "I have everything okay, but I have one marriageable daughter, about 16, 17 years daughter, but I was just searching for a suitable husband for her. Can you, Muni, you know anything to speak about future?" He told, "Yes, yes. Bring that girl in front of me." So the king, the girl came, Narada Muni is studying his palm. So this palm looks like the Lakshmi's hand. All the good qualities. Only the best devotee of the Supreme Lord can be husband of this girl. He told, "Okay, I am the best devotee." But he did not tell directly that I want to marry this girl. But he gave the proposal. "You make a swayamvara sabha, a marriage ceremony. And the girl, whomever she likes, she can give garland, can accept that man as husband." Keeping in this mind, but he immediately, Narada Muni, returned to Narayan. He told, "Oh Lord, I have performed devotional service from many, many kalpas, but I did not ask anything to you. Today I am asking one boon. Please give me one boon. Please make me so beautiful as you, the most beautiful one. So any girl just seeing my beauty, my face, may be immediately attracted to me. May accept me as her husband. Lord knows everything was his illusory energy is acting. So Lord smiled, told, okay, Narada, whatever good for you, I will do. Narada has no patience. He told, okay, I got the boon. Come to the Swayamvara function on the particular day, and all kings, even the demigods, they are all sitting in line. And he saw Lord Narayana also sitting in last chair. Then he came and he said, took seat, thinking definitely the girl will put garland to me, because I got the boon, most beautiful feature, bodily feature I have. But Indra was sitting in when the girl was just walking with garland, then he got, but he crossed Narada when he did not give, she did not give garland. She was bewildered, why are you not giving, looking towards the girl? Then Indra was telling, oh, Narada Muni, please, he got a mirror, please show your face, see your face. Narada Muni saw this is face of a monkey. He becomes so angry. And they saw that the girl just come and just goes ahead, and in the last year Narayan himself sitting, and he gave the garland to the Supreme Lord. Narada Muni becomes so angry, just go to the spot. You are such a selfish person. I ask you to give me the best feature of my body to make me most beautiful, and you make me most ugly. You know my heart. I was thinking to get this girl as my wife, and you yourself accepted this girl. You are such a selfish person. I am cursing you. Become angry. Because of you will also one day will just, I am lamenting not getting this girl as my wife. You also one day lost your wife. And you will also lament. Just I am lamenting, you will lament for your wife also. Because you make me this monkey feature, gave me monkey body. So these monkeys will help you again, make you together. So that's why he got, which incarnation? Ramachandra's incarnation. But still, Lord did not allow his pure devotee to fall down to Narada Muni. So in this way, we see how powerful this lusty desire, this attraction between men and women. Opposite sex, the attraction. That's why Shastra is always prohibiting not to mingle, not to go very close. Even if his father is about 35 years old and the daughter is 15, 16 years old, then they should not go very close. And when the mother is like 35 years and above, his son is like 16 or 17 years old, they should not be very close. That is Shastric injection. Bhagavad is giving injection about this. But still, in this Kali Yuga, or in practical applicability, it is not possible, we sing. But in Bhagavatam also giving the example of who? Kapila Muni was instructing Mother Devahuti. Narada Muni also gave shelter to whom? Kayadhu. This chapter, the before chapter was describing. Valmiki gave shelter to Sita. There are so many examples like this. But this is very rare case. A conditioned soul should not imitate these examples. We should not imitate it. But in this age of Kali, we shall just talk about Haridas Thakur, how he got bewildered by seeing the beauty of his own girl, own daughter. But same Haridas, same Brahma is appeared in this Kali Yuga as Haridas Thakur. And he took shelter of what? Took shelter of holy name. He was chanting 3 lakh names a day. So even Ramchandra Khan sent one prostitute in dead of night. This prostitute came and try her best to bewilder Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur never bewildered. First night he told, okay, he was the, but seeing the prostitute, Haridas Thakur was thinking, this is a conditioned soul. She become feel very compassionate for that prostitute. He was thinking, how can I deliver this girl, this woman? He did not, so she did not know what she is going to do. Because of our ignorance, we are thinking, I am man, I am woman. A living entity is neither a man nor a woman. That's why Narada Muni spoke this whole episode in fourth canto about Prachina Vahisar, about Puranjan, stories about the allegorical story about Puranjan. How Puranjan in the time of death, remembering Puranjan, his wife, got a woman body, and his wife got a man body. So this body is nothing, we just, this we are not this body. This is the beginning of spiritual life. I am not this body. I am a soul. Jivera Swarupa Hai Krishnera Nitya Das. We are eternal servant of Krishna. So, Brahma was bewildered, but same Brahma become, just become Haridas Thakur in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. And he was chanting because he took shelter of holy name. Day and night chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Even in dead of night, the prostitute came to bewilder him, approaching him, showing his body. And again and again, I am so very old, you are telling Haridas, you are so beautiful. I cannot control myself, I just came in midnight for your sense pleasure. Please enjoy me. But Haridas Thakur, in the opposite, he told, no, I have to chant, finish certain round. My chanting will finish, then I will fulfill your desire. He will not become angry. Lord Shiva become angry. When Lord Shiva was meditating, and who came? Rati and Kamadev, they come, the personified cupid. But because they come and trying to disturb Lord Shiva, trying to ignite this lusty desire, become angry. Just look in third eyes, just burnt, and they just destroy them. But he, Haridas Thakur, very peaceful. You are not angry. You are sitting very calm and quiet. I told, just thinking how to deliver this conditioned soul. She did not know what is the goal of life, and how can I deliver this girl, this woman? And he was just telling. Actually, his purpose was to engage him in listening the holy name, pure name. Then his senses will be purified. But externally told, okay, I am not my chanting is not finished. Please wait. When my chanting will finish, I will definitely fulfill your desire. The whole night he was chanting. And when there is a Brahma Murta came, the prostitute Haridas Thakur told, I am very sorry. I could not fulfill your desire. Please come tomorrow again. Today my chanting is not finished. Tomorrow you come again. Next day again the prostitute came at night. Told to Ramchandra Khan, yes, he agreed, but not tonight. Tomorrow, maybe next night he will be. This way I could achieve the goal by bewildering Haridas Thakur. So next night she came, then same thing. Just Tulsi Maharani, the prostitute came, pay obeisances to Tulsi Maharani and sit down there. Haridas told, okay, sit here and listen this chanting of holy name. When my chanting will finish, I will fulfill your desire. Then next day also, next night also, just whole night, Haridas was chanting, he was just sitting and hearing. Then in the morning, the time for Brahma Muhurta, so again, she woke up, because she has to go now, other public may come here, and sing her here, he will chastise. So, Haridas Thakur told, I am very sorry. Please come next night, third night she came. And after hearing holy name, pure name, three nights, her heart was changed. She just disclosed everything, how her everything truth. That fell down at feet of Haridasa Thakur. He told, this Ramchandra Khan just sent me here. Actually, I have. Please excuse me. You are such a great Vaishnava. I committed great Vaishnava aparat. I offense. Please excuse me. Again and again, she started crying and falling down at feet of Haridasa Thakur. Haridasa Thakur, I know everything. The first night you came, I could left this place and go other places. But simply to deliver you, I stay here 3 nights. So Haridasa Thakur gave his own japamala to this prostitute. Initiated her as his disciple. Told, you sit down in this bhajan kuti because Ramchandra Khan is envious of me. You sit down here, go on chanting. I am going to other place. Then Haridasa Thakur left the place. But the prostitute was sitting and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Then the prostitute became a great devotee. Because of mercy of Haridasa Thakur, she was able to chant pure name without offenses. So even the big, big devotees come to see that prostitute. Ramchandra Khan came. Ramchandra was thinking, maybe I have now the time for arresting Haridasa. With this prostitute, maybe they are sleeping together in this cave. But when Ramchandra is just entering, hearing the sound of this prostitute chanting holy name, he was surprised to see there is only prostitute sitting there. No, Haridasa and prostitute was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Not only just the prostitute, but one day Maya Devi herself also came to test Haridasa Thakur. Similar way, the Maya Devi, the personified Maya Devi, the wife of Lord Shiva. Finally, she was forced to disclose herself. I am Maya Devi, personified illusory energy of the Supreme Lord. So now I am defeated from you. Please. I have initiated from my husband the Ram mantra. Panchamukhe Shiva vale Rama Rama Hare Hare. Chaturmukhe Brahma vale Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. And he is Brahma. Who is Brahma? Haridasa Thakur is Brahma Haridasa. So she told, please me initiate me in Krishna mantra also. So in this way, the Maya Devi herself accepted Haridasa Thakur as her spiritual master. Started chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So that's why, to conquer this illusory energy, actually, a woman is in conditioned stage, woman is Maya for a man, and man is also Maya for a woman. They're attracting for sense pleasure. So that's why in this age of Kali, Hare Ranama, Hare Ranama, Hare Ranama Iva Kevalam, Kalau Nasteiva, Nasteiva, Nasteiva Gatiranyatha. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to say, Grihe Thako, Bone Thako, Sada Hari Bole Dako. Whether you stay in Grihastha Ashram or in Banaprastha or Brahmachari or in Renounced Order, your business is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yeah, we are chanting offensive names, but by simply Haridasa Thakur Namacharya told, if you chant offensive names with offenses, all your material desires will be get fulfilled. Whatever you are. But if you chant Abhas name, neutral stage, then you will achieve liberation. But if you chant offenselessly, then you will achieve love of Godhead. When you come to the platform of love of Godhead, there is no question of Maya again. For a sadhaka, when you achieve prema, the sadhaka is adho saddha, tata sadhu sangha, bhajana kriya, anartha nibruti, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, Bhava Prema. Even Bhava stage, there chance for getting fall down, like in Bharat Maharaj was in bhava stage. But still you attracted to the illusory energy. But prem, when you achieve prem, one become uttama vaishnava, uttama adhikari vaishnava, there no question of, like Haridas Thakur, no question of falling down. But in this age of Kali, there no other way, no other way, no other way, only way to chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna ra sangsara kara chadi anachar. Krishna mata, Krishna pita, Krishna dhana pran. This is the teachings of Lord Nityananda, Bhakti Nirvana Thakur. Wrote this fine, nice bhajan about Namahatta. नदिया गोद्रुमे नित्यानंद महाजन पातिया छे नाम हट जीवेर कारण नदिया गोद्रुमे नित्यानंद महाजन पातिया छे नाम हट जीवेर कारण श्रद्धावान जन हे श्रद्धावान जन श्रद्धावान पातिया छे नाम हट जीवेर कारण पातिया छे नाम हट जीवेर कारण whole song it will long. So anyhow, that's why in this age there is no other way. Just chant the holy name. But chant it offenselessly. Niraparadhe naam laile paaye premadhan. Navavidha bhakti, there are 9 processes of devotional service, but Navavidha bhakti, among 9 processes, which is the topmost? Nama sankirtana, taramadhye, nama sankirtana. Is this? But, it's a nama sankirtana, niraparahade nama laile paaye premadhana. If you chant offenselessly the holy name, then you achieve the goal of life, the prema, the love, lotus feet of Krishna. That is the injection of all shastras for this age. For this age of Kali. Kalo dosa nidhe rajan asti hi eka mahan guna kirtanad eva krishnasya mukta sanga parang rajet. In the age of Kali there is a there ocean. Nidhe means ocean. Ocean of faults. A no good qualities in this age of Kali. But there is one good quality. Kirtanad eva krishnasya. If you simply go on chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then you can make your life perfect. You have no need to meditate in Himalaya for 1,000 years. You have not to perform so many jagyas, Ashwamedha jagya, Vajpayee jagya, so many jagyas. There is no need to worship even imperfectly the deities. In this age, this is Yuga Sandhya, that's why there is deity worship. But when the Kali comes, core Kali, no one can who can chant mantras perfectly. For any jagya you need two things. Chanting the mantra perfectly and pure ghee. In Kali Yuga it is very difficult to get these two things. The brahmanas not ignite the jagya with matches or with lighter. They simply chanting mantra and inviting agni and agni was appearing in jagya. So you not. So in this age of Kali, all other processes rejected. The only process for this age is Nama Sankirtana Jasya Sarva Papa Pranasanam. The concluding verse of Bhagavatam is telling Nama Sankirtana Jasya Sarva Papa Pranasanam. Pranama Dukkha Samanam Tang Namami Haring Param. Sutta Goswami told this verse, then he finished his lecture on Bhagavatam. So this is the essence. In this age, one can conquer Maya, or he can free himself from the illusory energy of the influence of the illusory energy of the Lord by simply chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Iti sodasakam namna kalo kalmasanasanam nato paratara upaya sarva vedesi drushyate. There is no other way in this age of Kali. The only way to chanting. This is 16 syllable and 32 syllable and 16 words. This mantra, Hare Krishna mantra. This is the conclusion of all the Vedic literatures given by Lord Brahma to Narada, he told you to chant. This is only this mantra you have to chant. Then you will achieve perfection. So, today is also disappearance day of Govinda Ghosh and also appearance day of Ahindra Prabhu, who has just started this 24-hour kirtan in our Krishna Balaram temple in 1986. I was also in Akhand Kirtan about nearly four years I was in kirtan. So this is, he also started this kirtan here. And this is the real preaching. Here the preaching also, many people is coming here. And yes, when Ahindrapur was there, you see how kirtan was ecstatic. He was chanting and so many people are attracted. Even nowadays also all over the world, you see the so many young people they are following Ahindra. Yes, their interest is a power. So I'd be especially blessed by Srila Prabhupada to start this 24-hour kirtan in Krishna Balaram temple. That is desire of Prabhupada, and he made it practical. So anyhow, Govinda Ghosh is also one of the associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Gaura Ganadasa Deepika, Kavi Karnapur Thakur is telling, Kalavati Rasurlasa Gunatunga Brajesthita Sri Visakha Kritangayanti Sadmasya Mataha Govinda Madhavananda Vasudeva Jathakrame. These three gopis, particularly Kalavati, Rasurlasa and Gunatunga, they are in Radha Krishna's pastime. They are three gopis in Visakha group. There is Lalita and there is also Visakha. We are in Lalita group, but there is also Visakha group, some gopis. So they are belongs to Visakha Sakhi's group. And in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pastimes, this Kalavati, the gopi Kalavati is appeared as Govinda Ghosh. And Rasurlasa appeared as Madhavananda. And Gunatunga appeared as Vasudeva Ghosh. But these three brothers were poets. Special, but they are very good kirtaniya. They were chanting Gaurarti. Who are the singer in Gaurarti? What is this line? Vasudeva and Mukunda? Mukunda Basu Ghosh Adi Gaya. Sanjaya Mukunda Basu Ghosh Adi Gaya. So Vasudev Ghosh is also one brother of Govinda. There are three brothers. Govinda Ghosh, Madhava Ghosh and Vasudev Ghosh. Three brothers. The famous song about Jagannath, Jaya Jaya Jagannatha, Sachiranandana. This song was written by whom? Vasudev Ghosh, the brother of Govinda Ghosh. Jai Gaura Sei Krishna, Vasudeva Ghosh Kahe Kari Jodo Hata, Jai Gaura Sei Krishna Sei Jagannath. So, Govinda Ghosh was very dear to Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He was very good kirtani. When this Govinda Ghosh started singing in kirtan, Mahaprabhu himself started dancing in his kirtan. Even so, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas and came to Puri, then he told his other brothers, Vasudev Ghosh and Madhav Ghosh, you go and help Nityananda in preaching in Bengal. But he kept Govinda Ghosh with him. Govinda Ghosh remained with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. But when Mahaprabhu came to his first trip for Vrindavan, he came through Bengal. Govinda Ghosh also accompanied Lord Chaitanya. But when in Bengal, again Mahaprabhu told Govinda Ghosh, you stay in this Agradeep and go on preaching here. Gopinath will appear to you. No need to come with me. You stay here. So Govinda Ghosh was crying, but Mahaprabhu told, don't cry. I am telling everything for your welfare. You stay here. So in Agradeep, Govinda Ghosh stay there. And one Ekadasi went to take a bath in Ganges. Then something was touching on his body, on his back, something. So when he back, he saw there is something black material there. First he was thinking this is a wooden, this is a wood, big wood. Somehow that he brought that black, this is wooden, but it actually was a black stone. He took that wooden piece, or that is black stone piece, to his house. Same night, Mahaprabhu came in dream. He told Govinda Ghosh, by my mercy, this stone came to your house. Very soon one carpenter, one artist will come and he will carve a very nice deity out of this black stone. You will keep the name of this deity as Gopinath. Then you manifest the Nitya Seva of this Gopinath. You worship Gopinath. Definitely thousands of people come to see Gopinath and they will chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So in this way, just Govinda Ghosh following the order of Mahaprabhu, he manifested Gopinath in Agradeep. Then he was worshipping that deity still there, and some other his family, and so here's another thing, Govinda Ghosh following the instruction of Mahaprabhu, he got married, because thinking that who will worship the deity afterwards, I die. Mahaprabhu, he was thinking Mahaprabhu told him, you get married, you become a grahastha, then he got a son. But unfortunately, his wife and son also died before his own death. So he becomes so bewildered, he stopped eating and stopped worshipping the deity also. He did not worship Gopinath now. He just day and night was just remembering Mahaprabhu and crying. Then one night he saw a dream. The deity came in dream to him, the Gopinath. He told Govinda Ghosh, I am also your son. If your father had two sons, one son died, he kept the other son, not feed the other son. Why are you not feeding me? I am hungry. But still Govinda Ghosh telling, no, I cannot worship you. This is exchange between pure devotee and Krishna. Then he told, Gopinath told, what is wrong? He told, if my son is there, then my son will give what? Oblations, pindadan in sadhapakya. He will deliver our forefathers. So what you can do? Gopinath told, don't worry. I will also do the same work for you. I will also give pindadan for you. Don't worry. So hearing these words from Gopinath, then he started again worshipping Gopinath. It is said that still nowadays on Sadhapakya, Gopinath took something, they put some ingredients for Sadha, and Gopinath gave Sadha for whom? Govinda Ghosh. Still this ceremony was going on. Like in Jagannath temple also, for Maharaj Indradimna who manifested Jagannath, Balaram Subhadra, deities. Even nowadays also, for Indradimna Maharaj, who gave the Pindadan? Lord Jagannath himself gave Pindadan. So in this way, Govinda Ghosh was a very famous devotee, very famous Kirtaniya, close associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Today is also his disappearance day. So time is over. So I stop here. Anyone has to get any question or comment? Narada Muni? Monkey face. So what? This is in Padma Puran. Also in Skanda Puran. Okay. So any other question?
But the same Govinda Ghosh. The same Govinda Ghosh is the same Mahaprabhu. The same Prasadaka after some time Mahaprabhu did the Karaki.
Mahaprabhu?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tried to take Prasadaka. And after some time,
yes, this is also with Govinda Ghosh. Yes, same. It's the same story that Mahaprabhu every day used to take one piece of Haritaki. Haritaki means Harida. The three part one Haritaki. For digestion, he always put. So when he come to Bengal, he was and after one day he was after taking prasad, and he was just showing his hand, asking some. Then the Govinda Ghosh ran to the village and collect some tripala. Then he gave one piece to Mahaprabhu's hand. Mahaprabhu become very pleased. Next day also again, he put a hand like this and he gave. Mahaprabhu told, where did you get so quickly? Yesterday you went to village and you brought, but today? He told, I kept it from yesterday. Mahaprabhu chastised him. Why you? You have no faith in Krishna. Why you keep it, stock it? I am a sannyasi, I have nothing to keep in a stock for future. I have not to have. So that's why he punished him. He left him there in Agradeep. He told you stay here. Okay. Nice. Yes. What is the question? I don't understand properly.
If somebody asking to come in our house and do the fire sacrifice.
Fire sacrifice.
Some yatta or
yes.
So whether we should encourage those things or we should chant.
Jagya Sankirtana Prayer Jajantihi Sumedhasa. In the Jaya Jabkali, those are most intelligent. What they do? They take part in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sankirtana Jagya. They chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is our duty. This is Hare Krishna. The another name people know is Iskan as Hare Krishna Andolan. We are Hare Krishnas. Engage others chanting Hare Krishna. Okay. Any other question? Any comment? Okay, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.